Reopening during the pandemic should be like sailing. Understand water, wind, and sails, then tack, in turn, as accurately as possible to port, protection, and starboard, profit. Closing up was essential to flatten the curve, minimizing deaths and preserving health resources. But it has had huge economic and social costs. We should be reopening. Knowing more about this virus can help us do that sensibly. We know this virus spreads mostly through the air, although surfaces also can infect us. We know that infected people are most dangerous right before symptoms start. If an infected person sneezes, coughs, shouts, or sings at you, he or she could infect you quickly. Even talking quietly across a restaurant table, we're vulnerable. We know that masks, physical distance, and limiting exposure to others are critical. Where most people wear masks, COVID-19 cases drop sharply. The less we go out, the less we're face-to-face with people or in crowds, the more we wear masks and wash hands, and the fewer surfaces we touch, the better our odds to avoid getting or spreading the virus. The masks help protect the wearer, but we wear them mostly to protect others, some of whom may be high risk. Protecting others ain't unmanly. Other countries are reopening, but in states like Florida, Texas, and Arizona, reopening has meant spikes in cases and deaths. What stands in the way of safely reopening is that this got politicized. Donald Trump wanted nothing to do with a pandemic, so he dismissed it as a plot by the Democrats or the Chinese. None of us wanted to close down, but just denying the facts like a petulant child helps no one. You can't con a virus or bully it. Tens of thousands of our dead would still be alive if the U.S. president had said in February, "This new virus from China is highly unfortunate but dangerous. It will spread. If we all listen to health experts, act prudently, and think as we, not I, we'll get through this, the way Americans pulled together to get through wars and disasters." By the way, most of my generation would be paralyzed or limping badly if Trump had been president in 1955 instead of Eisenhower and said polio was a communist hoax and we could cure it by drinking Listerine. This is not political. This week, a senior Republican senator said it was unfortunate that, quote, a simple life-saving practice, masks, had become a political debate between Trump's fans and enemies. He added that he'd told Trump to wear a mask sometimes to set a good example. Meanwhile, tragically, we're setting new national records for coronavirus cases, many in Republican-leaning states. This week, Miami and Texas imposed mandatory mask wearing. Trump, not our governor, is endangering our economic reopening and our health, flaunting your masklessness when an army of aides tests anyone who comes near you, is a display of false courage. City, county, and state should force businesses to require safe practices for everyone's good.